listed in there, Dan?
No. Who is it?
Chan Ho Park.
Oh, really?
Yes. Chan Ho Park gave up 2 grand slams in 1 inning to the same guy.
You know, you got to be a pretty good pitcher to be, even be in that position. Yeah. After you give up a grand slam to face the guy again with the bases loaded.
That's consistency.
Man, you just about had to be trying to do that.
I thought he was trying to give up that home run to Ripken in the All-Star game.
He still improved his ERA with that game, too. That was the amazing thing.
By the way, I think Ken Norman must have been on that team, too.
Greg, are you breathing real heavy?
No.
All right, we got a lot of...
We got, like, Darth Vader joining us somewhere. Might be Corby.
I don't think it's me.
It's not me. It is Grego. They got you cranked up out there, and you can hear you breathing real heavily.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not breathing heavily. I'm laying in a bed. Been here all day.
Well, I know, but you're...
What are you doing?
Like sometimes wheezing. I breathe heavy in
your bed. Your breathing patterns differ when you're lying down.
Will you... Having a little
time. Oh, do they?
Will you say, Luke, I am your father?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Same thing that I wore yesterday. I've got on shorts and a t-shirt, only different shorts and a different t-shirt.
Now, how did you dress the inflatable doll today?
Just fishnets and a teddy.
Nice.
Are you in stirrups?
No, I'm not in stirrups.
Gregor Dingus, swinging wild and free.
Doctor's orders.
Time for your exam.
And this is the day in 1985 that Coke announced they're changing to New Coke, and then it was just a bit.
Hilarity never had ensued. One. That was my protest as a 14-year-old kid. Never had one. Thank you.
Same year that Greg switched from Crank to New Crank.
All right. Anyone have any P1 birthdays they want to offer?
I do.
Bob, you're first.
Byron Bettler's son turned 7. His name is Coleman. I pick him up from school every day at the time when Why Today Doesn't Suck is on.
Oh.
We both met you at Ticket Stock, and this would make his day. Well, stop letting your kid listen to this segment, but happy 7th birthday, Coleman.
Who said it was his kid?
I have Beth Gottwalt. Her birthday is Sunday. Her husband's birthday is today.
Yuck.
I don't know about that.
And here at Susquehanna Radio, we have the engineer known as Malibu Kevin, the blonde surfer guy, Kevin Keepers.
How old is he?
Don't know.
You know, he's one of those deceivers. He could be 25 or 48.
I vote 48.
I do, too.
I think he's hot.
Yeah?
I think he has a horse face.
He's happy with the sex life. He told me that.
I think he has a mule head.
He is?
Yeah, he told me. Because we were discussing Davies, how
they're made.
Listen to Corby try to come up with a different story.
No. How disappointed Davey was in his sex life, and Kevin, we found out, was extremely happy.
With Davies?
Well, Kevin's not married.
I know.
Davey is. There's your answer.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Elsewhere, Mark Barbaro is 41.
Giant.
Tony Esposito is 61.
Esposito.
Joe Ferguson is 54.
Root Hog.
Gail Goodrich is 61.
He smiles.
UCLA. Boy,
Andrew Jones is 27.
Curacao.
Warren Spahn is 83.
No, Buccaneers. Great Warren Spahn, but no.
Didn't he die?
Yes, he did.
You ever see him play?
He might be coming up a little later on today.
Okay.
Well, then hold that. Valerie Bertinelli is 44.
Well, I bet she's had it.
Van Helsing.
You know, it's funny. There was a time before the suspenders and the accordion that we did wear tomahawks and or headdresses and carry tomahawks in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you
as
had a TV of your very own.
Yep.
And smoke signals were regularly sent up, weren't they?
Well, we moved past that phase.
That's why we get along, isn't it?
We evolved.
David Burney is 60.
What if both of you
were doing that? You drove the red man out of Wisconsin, Bob.
That's right, you did that.
David Burney is 65.
Talking Heads.
Nope. Meredith Baxter's ex-husband.
Oh, okay.
He likes her breath.
He was on Bridget Loves Bernie. Old TV show.
On the ticket?
He's had those things.
I thought she only had one.
That's in a movie.
Oh.
On the ticket?
Sand...
I was going to ask, did you guys get the email concerning someone's 10-year anniversary today?
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, like anybody gives a damn about that.
Whoa.
Have you read that yet, Dan?
The meds.
No, whose anniversary?
No, Bob, that's not the meds. That's a fact.
This is from Jeff Catlin at jcatlin@dfwradio.com saying, please join me in congratulating Gordon Keith on his 10 years at the ticket.
Well.
His 10-year service anniversary staff gathering will take place on Thursday, April 29th at 10 a.m. in the 13th floor. You going to be there?
No.
Let me get some
I'm telling you right now, I won't. You coming, Grego?
There ain't a chance in hell. But I'd show up for that.
Tips and Merlot.
Well, wasn't he there for y'all's?
I don't care. He didn't have to be. He shouldn't have been.
We didn't even get one.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you did, because you bitched me and Danny didn't show up.
It was at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
It was at Gators.
That was your party.
Or was it at Gators?
Gators.
So you guys don't like Gordo, huh? Don't want to support Gordo.
That's their bit. Gator!
Ain't a bit with me.
What's his beard service anniversary?
This is news to me. I didn't even know I was having a 10-year party.
Whoa! We thought you were Line 4 guy.
Mic off.
No, sorry.
Congratulations, Gordon.
Why are they doing this? This is so stupid. Because I'm with Grego. I'm not going to this thing either.
You've been here 10 years. It's very
You've
important.
Got to go.
Do you have to? I request the money go to charity instead of the...
You don't get money.
Money?
What do you think, you get paid?
No, but aren't they going to get together and have a cake?
Yeah, you can request that the cake goes to charity.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let some homeless guys enjoy some white cake.
And you also get a gift.
It'll have the ticket logo on top of it.
What did you guys get for your tenure? You either got a pin or a...
Don't you go to the website?
Yeah, you go to the website and you get to pick from stuff.
Oh.
I got it.
Okay.
Can't say that.
You're supposed to leave
you
off...
You can say that, Gribble.
No, you can't.
Is that for your tenure or your 25 year?
Leave off
25. Fun.
Leave off the dough. Okay? God.
Oh, okay, I'm right. You're right.
Yeah.
Come on, Gribble. Be a man.
I went to the website and I got Cliff.
Don't be...
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, I'm proud of you, Gordon. It's really been a fun 10 years working with you.
I know, it has been. It's I didn't even know this is the day. So this is the day, huh?
Today is the day. Today is the day you left your movie theater job. Or did you have a job before you left?
I believe he was doing stand-up. I believe he had the failed stand-up scene working.
Everyone thinks I was doing stand-up.
Which you were.
I heard you were trying out for Saturday Night Live.
We have it on good authority.
No, he and Expo.
I know, yeah, I was doing stand-up and trying out for Saturday Night Live every day.
He and Expo were running that movie reel, weren't you?
We didn't work at the same movie theater.
Oh, you didn't?
No, but we were both projectionists. But that is true that Expo and I had the same job.
Expo.
That's really the only other job I've ever had.
Whatever happened to Expo?
What about stand-up? That doesn't qualify?
You know, one of these days, Reiner, I am going to ought to just try stand-up to make your insistence be true.
It already is. I've heard from people that saw it.
I've heard from people who heard
you in bands and saw you sing like Morrissey.
You've heard people...
That's true. The band thing and the Morrissey thing is true. But the stand-up thing is not true.
Well, have good...
And y'all get a little give if you can. Just reach down there and kind of curl your fingers up under and just kind of jiggle it a little bit.
I'm sticking with my sources on this.
Okay.
Congratulations.
All right, stay hard.
Right.
Curve.
Baby claw.
Well.
Who was that?
I don't know. Sandra D is 62.
Look at...
Dump what?
Virginity?
They're being... Never mind.
Gribble dumps everything.
Gribble's the over-dumper.
Did you say
if you were living with
Nick Danny.
Gribble, you'd be dumping a lot of stuff, too.
That's right. And the door would be wide open, too.
Joyce DeWitt is 55.
Have you seen her lately?
Yeah, I saw her on the Three's Company made-for-TV movie last year.
She's always been a pig.
It's
dump
called
it.
A root.
Dump it.
Jan Hooks is 47.
Now there you go,
Grego.
She's hot.
And funny.
George Lopez is 43.
Funniest woman ever on Saturday Night Live.
George Lopez is a dear, dear friend of mine.
Oh, no. The dog's attacking.
Is it Corby dog?
That's your dog. Oh, no, that's Greco's dog.
That's Greco.
We're all looking at each other. Lee Majors is 64.
See Greco fight the dog off right now.
And Shirley Temple is 76.
Ooh, dump that. Dump it. We can't say Shirley Temple.
Now here's spare birthdays.
What country was she the ambassador to?
South Africa.
Yeah, you can't talk about specific drinks like that, can you?
No, no. You can say vodka tonic. But
Gregor,
you
are you
say
still
Shirley
with us?
Temple.
I'm here.
Okay.
What's Clyde freaking out at?
What's going on?
Somebody
walked by or something.
Grego's just been mauled by a pack of dogs.
I'd rather be mauled by a pack of dogs than talk to Gordo on the air.
Wow.
John Bagley is 44.
Bags and Mags.
Cleveland.
Remember them?
Clyde does.
Oh, Clyde has a comment.
<It's> all over.
He waits till the perfect time.
And I would think that that occasion might call for the breaking out of the orange onesie and the blue cap and the blue tights with the feather.
Hold on. Somebody's at the
sword.
Damn door.
T-Bar. T-Bar.
Gregor, this is going to...
Big Dave.
This is going to use
at
up
the door, and she's going to keep barking until I go see who it is. Hold
this
on.
This is going to use up time in your 1 hour.
We're going to move along.
You
want
to do that?
You know what? Otherwise, she's just going to keep barking. Hold on.
Gregor, can
you... Rafi?
Damn it.
Can you sign this?
Rafe.
Hold on.
Great.
My son's downstairs, and he swore that you would sign this.
Hey, Gregor.
A little bit of done. Hey, Gregor.
Do you like lasagna? Because my wife makes the best lasagna.
Well, we got to run some moonshine from Roscoe today.
How'd you get into this business?
Hey, how'd you and Ryan's ever hook up?
The crafty lefty Riel Cormier is 37 today.
He screwed the pooch yesterday.
Can you believe the Rangers? Wow, 500.
Now, he's not doing terribly well for the Phillies this year, is he?
No, he's not. The Phillies.
How would you know, Gribble?
Well. I watched the game yesterday.
Dump that.
Idiot.
Reggie Leach is 54.
Oh, another great flyer.
Texas Tech coach.
And Don Massengale is 67.
Yeah, go. You know, he makes me feel a little fresher.
Back to you, Dan.
I'm running on the beach right now.
Hey, Gregor, it's your old pal Gordon.
Born on this day, now dead, James Buchanan. Reiner.
Number 15.
Roy Orbison.
I remember when you voted for him.
What greatness.
I killed him.
And Hervé Villechaize.
10 big years, Gregor. 10 big years for me. Hey, Gregor.
Are you back, Grego?
Well, I was, but I'm leaving now.
Why?
What's going on?
I don't want to be on the air with Gordo.
Why? Co-worker.
Because all he does is just bust my ass on everything, and I'm sick of it.
How do I bust your ass on everything?
I'm not arguing with you. Either get him off or I'm leaving. One of the two.
I dare you to leave.
Well, the challenge is thrown.
Grego?
You take that?
Wow.
Lord Vader?
He's gone.
Gregor left.
Lord Vader.
Dead on this day, still dead, Howard Cosell and James Earl Ray. Tyler?
Not this hard today. Is the end.
All right, see you, Lons. I'll be back here in a few minutes. Use the dog, get some crank.
Hardline next. Bye.